Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Angle Mois, the record of the Mongol invasion from Studio Naz, which is streaming on Crunchyroll. And this series, we start with a boatload of prisoners being ferried to an island during a storm. Thanks to the severity of the storm, some of the prisoners try to escape, and the kind of nastiest of the people in the revolt not only successfully killed the guards, but then tried to murder the other prisoners so this little band of basically hardcore criminals can just have more supplies from the boat and less weight. But our main character dispatches them with an amazing amount of skill.
And we find out that they're actually being exiled to this small island off the coast of Japan that is basically between Japan and Korea. And it's going to end up being the front lines for a Mongolian invasion into Japan. And all these prisoners kind of wondered, you know, some of them were crimes were very severe, but they weren't killed, and they wondered why, and that's because they need bodies on this island. So we meet the princess of the island, who's like very welcoming, and then we get like the underbelly of what is actually happening. And Kuchi, our main character, is a former general, so he knows a lot about war, and he has a very good instinct about what's about to happen.
And yeah, it's clear that from what people know of him, that he was like almost like a police officer for the Tokugawa. And now he's there. So, and he, the way he speaks about it, he committed some major crime that not only for him to go from such a high position to such a dangerous position. And at first, when the prisoners have a chance, they're like, no way are we facing a Mongol invasion. We have better chances trying to run back to the mainland than just getting killed by the guards there. At least then we have a chance of surviving. The Mongols will just murderate us. But our main character, after attacked by a Mongol scouting party, almost makes off with the princess. He saves the princess and kind of convinces them to at least give this somewhat of a chance.
The princess is really been putting on this front. She has no real experience with this. And so, you know, when faced with war before her, she has to step up. And so this is going to be heightened historical fiction, let's say. Didn't seem to be any supernatural abilities, but there was that weird guy who was like, who had the weird mask. So we were like, that was like the only slightly, like, what, we're not totally sure what's going on with that.
What it reminds me a lot of, and I can be wrong, but it reminds me a lot of Vinland Saga, where it's based on real events, and for the most part, it's historically accurate, but I feel like the fight scenes are going to be a little more action movie-esque than, say, strictly historically accurate. I always remember that there's like some people who are bothered by how they make, essentially, in my opinion, the fight scenes cool in Vinland Saga. And I'm like, really? Your problem is 90% historically accurate and then 10% awesome. And nobody has like supernatural powers, but they definitely have like action.
Like they can go through a lot. They can be put through a lot of punishment.
And so if it's like that, sign me up, because this episode sold me in every way. And if it's like, oh, it's like Vinland Saga, but instead of being about pirates, it's about the Japanese trying to hold off the Mongol invasion. Yes, please.
I mean, the fights in this episode were awesome. So we have an opening fight on the boat. Super cool. Loved the way the rain was coming down. Just really, like, good style, solid. And then we get another great fight, like, near the end when he is in the woods. I was like, this is so nice. And, you know, I know that they always, like, pull out all the stops on the first episode for fights. So, obviously, we've got to keep
our expectations tempered.
Or keep our eyes on that. But Yeah, I mean, really great style. Really just like a, well, I thought a great blend of historical and action. And yeah, and this was something that was not on my radar, like not really, you know, haven't really heard of it. It's based on a manga. It kind of gave me sort of the Stranger vibes a little bit. I kind of was looking to see if anybody, you know, like on the animation staff or whatever had worked on that, and I couldn't find anything. But yeah, I really liked where it's going. I'm very interested to see how the heck this is gonna go, because by the end of the first episode, it's like, the Mongols are invading. And I'm like, okay, but it's only episode 2. Like, how is that gonna go? Because the way that they describe it is like, 1,000 ships are coming, they will stop on this island, and then it's like, so like, I don't know. Anyway, but I want to know. I want to know how it goes, what's going on. I'm very curious.
You know, it seems really exciting. It's obviously historical fiction, but it seems like just like the cool action show of the series. I only know a little bit about it, kind of like how I knew about Golden Kamuy. I just remember that this was the one show that people had a buzz because they liked the original manga. So I had my eye on it a little bit, but I didn't really know anything about it. And I was like, yeah, let the show surprise me. And boy, did it.
Oh boy, I hope it doesn't surprise me like Golden Kamuy.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.